since we had a week hefsek, I want to try to be misakim, make a little bit of a chazara of what we saw until Shavuos. I'm not to go further. So we started this man, the sugya, one place in Chazal, Tosfos, that says, it seems to be that to be an amala, a normal thing that a derech, b'hoylich lulmoid, it sounds like it's supposed to be a pretty regular thing. That if you come with a gewisse Ernstkeit, we're talking about in the Vatican, we're talking about someone who's Ernst. That's not his problem. His problem is not that he's not serious. It sounds like you come with an Ernstkeit and a commitment. It's a natural evolvement, a natural process, that eventually, at the end of the day, you become a Godel, you become a big person, Torah. Avoid them. And we started speaking about it. It's very not motzi. It's very not motzi, first of all, to find so many people who are becoming Nashim Gedolim. But more so, people, Avreichim, Yungalait, Bochrim, who connect to that, who feel like they're on the verge in the path of Adam Gedolim. We saw that most of us, we think about big things, we think about becoming big things. We're very rochik from that. We're miyuish. Miyuish from coming to that gavlus. Some people are miyuish lagarmi, and most people have gained is that dream of becoming a big person. They say, let me do whatever I can do. Obviously, that takes away tremendous ambition and drive. So we still have right away. That was the merkaz we started with, is the Pesukim of Mishlei, the Pesukim of Mishlei state. Shlomo Melech talks about two types of people, aksil and achochum. He talks about Aksil and the Chacham, which obviously we all have a little bit of Chacham in us and Aksil in us. And the Chacham, these Magdar, is Pnei Maven Chacham. The Eini Aksil B'Kseretz, we saw Rashi in the Gaon, this Mamash talking about our Sugya. It's talking about someone who's starting. We're always starting. Whenever we start a new Limud, we're starting. I'm just going to talk in my world, and for a Seder, we're starting now. We're starting a little bit more. We're holding in the Sugyas of Shtaris, how to build a Shtar. It's a welt, a yam. People in the other yeshivas, when they hear the word shtar, they just start to get scared. What is a shtar? It's very scary, very, very intimidating. You start right away, it seems endless. I'm coming, I'm starting, and my Rebbe from the first days is quoting Ksoises, Nesivas, Chaim, Shachs, Briskurovs, here, Gemaras, 15 Gemaras. And I'm starting in the beginning. I obviously realize I'm not going to come out with a real good full understanding of Avona, what exactly your mayor, the Lozer, the Messiah, and the Chassim. And again, it's like any sugya. There are 16 protim, and everything is boit of another, and a boit of another, and a boit of another. I'll try to do whatever I could do. Okay? So there's two sets of people, Zokt, the Gain, Zokt, the Moshe HaMelech. There's the Ksil, who's Eini B'Kseretz. The seal is looking the end. He's looking, how am I going to get to the end? How am I going to get to the shleimus in the sugya? And the chacham, we saw, is the vichtikai, the chacham, his focus and his eyes doesn't move. It's what's lefonav. Lefonav. Lefonav we call it in English. We say, what's on your plate? What's on your plate? What is on your plate? We stressed very strongly. Both of these people, the chachamim and the seal, they're looking for atzlocha. We're not talking about the Ksil is somebody who's down of a from the person, not against from person, but people call from the person, a person kilo who's not really trying to accomplish, who's not trying to be matzliach, he just says, whatever Hashem says, I'm happy with. No. They're both looking for atzlocha. In English, we're called, they're both going for the gold. We're talking about two people who are going for the gold. Ambitious, successful people who they want the big dollar signs. They want to win everything. Both. The chilek is, where are they looking? Where are they focusing? The Ksil, in a very natural way, he says, okay, you know, where's the gold? The gold is then the sugya. Where's the gold? The gold is by the Ksais and the Sivis. Why are the Ksais and the Sivis able to say all the kashin to them? Because they have ready the rambans and the rifts. They have everything on the side. That's where the gold is, right? The gold is, the Russia comes in and he's busy. He's really, that's where the gold. That's a Ksil, that's a Ksil. The
Chacham knows that the whole Hatzlocha is, if he feels that he says, my conquest today, my conquest, and that's the command, we'll see something in the finishing line, but it means in a certain way, that's the goal is, what's in front of me? The Seder that's in front of me? The day that's in front of me? What I have to do today, I want to learn a Rajba, I want to learn the Kasha of the Rajba. My Chavrusa says, he doesn't want to learn too much, so I'm stuck with my Chavrusa, that's probably my plate. Today I'm Zichah stuck, I'm not going to change him on the Seder, right? The Zichah of my Chavrusa, and he only wants willing to learn the Kasha of the Rajba. So that is my, that's in front of me. That's what Dixie looks like. That's what the Mechocham looks like. And that's his Hatzloch, and he knows his Hatzloch. So we went further. Okay, those state in the Pasuk. There's state in the Pasuk that a Chocham knows that ain't like a Mashal of Fonav. He only looks at Mashal of Fonav. But the question is, so what? Where do you feed that feeling of Hatzloch? Very nice. Wurzeger Navah tells you that that's what it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, that you be Hatzloch. But a person who's looking for Hatzlocha, he has to feel like he's connected to Hatzlocha. How in the world, as a Bachur who comes the first day, and he's sitting down, and he's hurrying over to try to begin to understand a part of a Tos that's talking about the beginning of Eid Mesir, Eid Chesim Akarti. And again, he gets stuck 16 times on the way, and each time he starts, he doesn't know, you didn't even start, and he comes up, and the Shulam Yishu says, you don't even know where you begin to start, you don't even know what Eidus is to start with Eid Mesir is. How is he supposed to feel that, okay, if he concentrated on today's Seder and he put in his full work, he's connected to Hatzlocha? How is he supposed to feel that if he does, every week he does Chumash and Rashi, Tol Sheni, how is he supposed to feel that he is on the path of Hatzlocha? How is he supposed to feel that? He's an Amar Daraisa. He walks in and the guy in the Seder says, no, you understand Pshat and the Pasuk? Oh no, that's Pesh Sheni. I don't understand. I don't do that. How is he supposed to feel? So, b'hemshech hadvarim, we saw a chazal. We call this the breakthrough. We saw a chazal. Chazal will say, after the pasuk, still to the same place in the pasuk of, ki ha-mitzvah zois, asher anoich yitzav chayom loy, nifleisi memuchav l'rechoyki, loy meivel yam, loy b'shamayim. Ki kov nilecha adov ha-moid, b'ficho b'vav chalasois. We saw a chazal say, this b'ficho b'vav chalasois, it means what we said, it means, it's lefonecha. Hatzlocha, Hasogas, Godless and Torah. It's not Rechoikim Mucha. It's right in front of you. Chazal shelter the sugya. They say the same thing. They don't call him a Ksil and a Chocham. They call him a Chocham and a Tipish. Same thing. A Chocham and a Tipish. And they say the Tipish comes in and again and he says, what's going on? I'm lost. A Tipim and I am. I'm starting today. I'm holding so far. And he doesn't open his mouth. He doesn't open his mouth. Where am I holding? He sees, he looks at the best guy in the Chabura and the best guy in the Shir, and he knows that guy already. It was in the Machs, and the guy is quoting, and he says, it doesn't start. But the Chocham says, I'm going to do one halacha a day, and two halachas a day. And again, the same question, what is he doing? So we saw that it's Meduyik in Chazal, because Chazal give a mashal to Nyonei Daum. Chazal say mashal, they come in, and they see a Geshmaka, Brooklyn Bakery Danish, about 100 feet in the air. All the way on top. Mamish, all the way on top. And there's no way to get it. And the Tipish Vaita says, oh, I really would love that thing, but what's kind of time? I'm very right. And the Chocham brings a Sulam. So the Chocham brings a Sulam. And the Chocham says, that's a Sulam. Learning one Alocha and two Alochas a day is a Sulam. This is a breakthrough. Shtei da that the Mahalich of looking Mashal Fanecha, Beficha, Bevav Chalasa, it's a Sulam. It's not just an outlook. It's not just feel good about yourself. It's know you're on the way to the goal. Know you're on the way to Kol HaTerakula, to the whole Sugyan Gittin, to Shleimus and Shtaros, whatever you're trying to get to at the end, know you're on the way. Just like a Sulam that has a lot of rungs in the ladder, you're on the way. Okay, it might take a little time, but you're on the way. Shteita, you're on the way. Mishada was hell. Shvishteltsu Meiri, with the Mishad Yigoyin. And the Meiri brings Mishem of Tzad Yigoyin. He's talking about a Chazal, Chazim over again. Talking about a Chazal saying, Obis the Rav Nosson, that a person can learn Kol HaTorah Kula in 10 years. And the Meiri says, B'Shem Etzad, going, don't think, what does it mean you can learn Torah? You think each year you learn a tenth of Kol HaTorah Kula? No, it's a big dice. Most of Kol HaTorah Kula he learns the last year. Most of it he learns the last year after 10 years. So where does it work? The way it works in the internal world, it doesn't just grow generally, progressively, gradually, a little bit more and a little bit more. It doubles and triples, quadruples, quintuples, sextuples, I'm going to keep on saying it. It gets more and more and doubles and leaps and bounds and grows on itself and grows more and more and more and grows. What does this mean? We still to the Gemara. This is the final thing of the thing. We still to the Gemara in Sukkah. Sukkah, we're about to holding. The Gemara in Sukkah says that the way you grow in Yonei Torah is clean molly, not a clean waken. And here we got to a major breakthrough. And this, we get to our problems because we're not all crazy. We're not crazy. The problem is the ksil, our ksilas is that we judge Torah, we judge it like in Yonei Da'alma, we judge it like a clean waken. In Yonei Da'alma, the way things work is the more empty you are, you start being empty and it gets filled. And Agad, you see it being filled up. You see it being filled up because it's empty and now it's full. And the Torah works differently. The Torah works differently. Not only could a full kli absorb, dafka, a full kli starts to absorb. The absorption starts, the kinyonim, the growth in Yediyas HaTorah, in Avonas HaTorah, in Cheshkas HaTorah, in every area in Torah, it grows dafka when you're full. And Kinira, there's tons of madrigas of being full. And how full could you be? And more full you are. When you're triple full, you have triple amount of absorption. And when you're quadruple full, you have quadruple amount of absorption. So here's what we have. This is exactly the problem. We come in, and without being worked out, we think about this is our natural state. We look at Baturis, a Kli Reikon. And Baturis, Kli Reikon, we talk a Shabim Yush. Because Be'emes. When you start the sugya of shtaris, and you're standing and you're looking at the difference between you and Moshe Eli, there's more than 1,000 years that separates you. More than 1,000 years. You could learn for 1,000 years straight, and you're not going to know as much as he knows in shtaris. You're not. No, it's not going to work. So, right, Xil's right. He's miyashal, yiftach bid. There's no way I'm getting there. But we're not taking into account the kli mole. Because a kli mole in the depth is, it's something that you can't see in the beginning. It goes as you go, as you go, as you go, as you go. I gave Mishalom to learn before, but this we have to, this is the gold mine. And as much as we're not going to be able to connect to the world that's called the kli mole, ground zero, we're going to be the first one. All the nice shmuzim that I gave, Gvaldik, I heard the nice verdict, I'll be going to be stuck. If you don't able to connect to the mahalach of kli mole, you're going to be miyush, because it doesn't go. We have to realize, and we have to see it a little bit by ourselves, and we have to be able to know that there's a mahalach of kli mole. Just give a mishalom, talk about it all the time. I said this. I see this by myself. I see this by everybody. I've never seen a person who consistently, it has to be consistent, that's what the kli mole was, consistently plugged and plugged away, who is not grown by leaps and bounds. The Bali Kishroin has become even bigger. And the solid guys, or the low, the Beinonis, I've seen, there's a few people in mind. It's unbelievable. It's like there's no in Rochik Mizrich Amarif. A guy who stits, the guy who grew up with me. One certain guy who started, when he started Peristarjus Chabura, the guy was, today is Tamil Chochem, he's a Tamil Chochem. He just plugged in there, How did it work? I want to just talk about Shtaris myself. I want to just zoom in on Shtaris. Shtaris, again, Shtaris is like one of the chesugis that has kachim in Noshim Ezekim. It's very hard. It's a Torah Dika Musig. Naturally, very vibe for me, very friend. I don't know now what time I'm learning Gittin, fourth or fifth time I'm learning Gittin. I'm getting things in Shtaris that I wouldn't dream. They're telling me I couldn't have dreamed in a million years or whatever to begin to understand. I don't know. How does it work? Why could I get things now that I started the Shtaris the first time? I'm telling you, I wouldn't have dreamed in a million years. Where does it start? I'm learning much less today. I'm much schwacher. I still learn. I used to be a master today. I'm a battler. I learn much less today. Much less. So what's changed? There's something called a kli mole. There's no way to logically explain it. You learn gittin good the first time. And the first time, at the end of the day, you taka, you fumbled here, you fumbled here, you're hearing what everyone's saying and you're hearing a little bit. But you have a shaykhus to shayz. And then you hit it again in Ksubis from another angle, and then Baba Basra, and then Gittin again, and Baba Basra, and Gittin again. Each time you start, two or three times before you were the gone. You were there, and you start again, and you start again, and you start. You're in a different planet, a different galaxy than the first time you started. And now I'm able to get to different places in Shtaris, because I'm starting to reshine him so far more than I was before then, and then get 16 times quicker than I did the first time I did it. That's kli mole. It's like I'm every sugya. It's like that in Yediyas Torah. It's like that in memorizing Torah. Memorizing Torah. Because when you're at home, we spoke about this way before, when you're at home at something, you're familiar with something, you remember it. So in the beginning, the first time when you're clear Reikon, yeah, everything you barely remember because you feel like you have half a free day. You feel like a fremd dimension. But imagine when you're comfortable in the sugya. Do you know how much quicker you remember things when you're comfortable in the sugya? And this much way because it's being molly and 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 molly. But this is all something that the Ksil doesn't see. This is all something the Ksil doesn't see. So the Chacham, what he does is going back to the sugya. What he says is, he's out for Atzlocha. But he says, you know where I'm going to try for my Atzlocha? What's today? Because he knows if he conquers, and it's very much the... In the Hemshech HaVayla, I'm going to talk about people who don't matzliach to conquer what's in front of them. But the Vayla we're talking about was starting off with the basics. Somebody who could conquer. He's going to conquer. He's not going to fall asleep. He's going to conquer, but he doesn't feel like he's going to have a grace of Uftu by conquering today's Seder, by conquering today's Tefillah. What am I going to get? One davening I'm going to have in mind. Where am I going to go? The daven, three Tefillahs. Where's it going to... What am I going to gain of having one Seder? What is that going to do? One Seder of Mishneh Berurah. One year, one parsha learning till Sheni. What am I going to gain? No. Put all your koiches in your matzliach in today. That's mashal for necho. And you're on the way to gold. It's guaranteed. Money back guaranteed. Im rechoike his own chazal z'mi mecho. It's because you didn't wear menatzel, you're matzav today. So we have to start doing... We said is short-term goals. We have to start getting clearer what is on my plates. What's realistic for today's Seder? The feet where I'm holding? I said about Hasmada. There are certain people who they're like machines. They could, certain people that work, they could take a sit 4 hours straight in the Seder. There are a lot of people that can't, be honest with yourself. We all there are a lot of guys who they can't really learn more than 3 hours. Let's be nice. Less a lot of guys, but they can only learn 3 hours. They're gonna sit, they okay, it's 3 hours if they get up. Okay, so draw that as your plate. Then kill that. Make sure you do that. Make sure you do those 3 hours. That's your gold. There are some guys who could see four Rishonim. There's some people who don't know that. It's too much to cover four Rishonim. They can only concentrate on Rishon. That's your goal. That's your Mashal Fanecha. Figure out what's Mashal Fanecha. Figure out in Tefillah, in Avoida, Shalom Bayis, Chinuch, make in every single sugyo Mashal Fanecha. Once you do that, you're on the way to gold. Okay. I want to be Mamshech. Once we open, that's the breakthrough. That sugya, you realize as much as we're going to keep on looking at a kli reikon, we're going to feel miyush. When we have a kli mole, we have to know, we have to be able to feel, be a dia, connect to the world of kli mole, know that we're on the way to success. Then we'll have the koyach, the ambition, to know we're on the way to godless. So I want to be mashlim now. I want to build up more of the difficulty we have and what it takes to connect to the world of kli mole. This whole sugya that we're talking about right now is... Come on, you could say it, the state. The famous shtickle, the famous maimer from Yisrael. He gave us Yud. You know, Yisrael. He's talking about Rabbi Kiva. He had a Rabbi Kiva, Tais is talking about the Derech. Adam Lumad, Shaol Ha'ilich Lumad. Nas Adam Gol. The MS of Yisrael is previously talking about someone who's learning Musa. And this very happens. It happens in Chalakim Torah, but specifically Musa, I think most people understand in a certain way that when you're learning, you're starting off Eidim Yisir Karti, you're not going to come up with a Pesach Halacha today and have it by the start, right? You realize that it's not the results are not immediately. In Musa, there's even more of a Hanocha that if I'm learning about Kas, it should have effect right away. This is Hanocha, a little bit false Hanocha, that if I'm learning about becoming closer to Hashem, treating my wife better, so I should make a Roshim right away. So Yisrael is dealing with this issue that people learn Musa and they don't see results. Garnished. Garnished. The guy's reading, he knows he gets upset at his wife every time, and he knows that he's learning Musar, and he doesn't see a change. He's learning already 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, 30 days, no change. Garnished, nothing. Mewish. So what am I doing? What am I doing? Forget about it. Throw it away. Dr. Biswell, don't be Messiah. Don't be Messiah. Ein roishim benafshoy moitzes l'shan is darker yeden emono ki loy nigle le'enei bosa roishim. You're looking for impact. You're looking for an effect. Realize you can't see the effect. You should know. You might not see it, but know. Enei aseichel means intellectual eyes. It's not physical eyes. Should know that with the time, with consistency, Miskapsois Hiroshima is an alamis. This is what I want from Bisrael. Bisrael says there's a term called invisible impact. There's an invisible impact. There's an invisible impact that's happening and that's being done the entire time. And he brings these side rights and this, there's a murder. I'm not one to give accolades to Bisrael, but I'm always one of the most things made the biggest inspiration for me. One of the biggest shtickles from Bisrael. It says like this, there's a murder kapshan of famous Chazal. Who are Dover Nuchal Hamas Bedivir Chazal? Obviously, Rabbi Nosson. Chazal talking again about Rabbi Kiva. Ma hoisat chilos Rabbi Kiva. Chazal started with a nusach, ma hoisat chilos Rabbi Nosson. It's a nusach of a kasha, a shayla. Ma hoisat. It doesn't say, bedchilos so Rabbi Kiva. It says, ma hoisat chilos. Chazal had a shayla. Nearly a pirish. Ma hoisat chilos Rabbi Kiva. If you know a little bit about Tanoim, Amaroim, again, we can't give madrigas of Tanoim, Amaroim, but we could see what Chazal says. There's many mashmois advorim. That Rabbi Kiva was the greatest, reached the highest madriga of Asoga, of any Tana, or more of any person, Be'etzim, in Torah Shavuot Peh. Gemara Menachos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, says that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking at the Hemshech HaDoros, and he says, why are you giving the Torah al Yodi? Why don't you give it to Rabbi Kiva? He saw Rabbi Kiva was Dorish, called Koitz, called Tag, or called Ois Vois. The Pirush of called Koitz for Tag is the deepest, furthest amount of Hasoga in Torah Shavuot Peh, which is Drashas, he got the end. Every single last knetch and knuk and remez that there was in anywhere in Torah Shavuot Peh, Rabbi Kiva did it. He finished everything. He got to the end. I understand my reason. The reason says that Rabbi Kiva was in Torah Shavuot Peh, what Rabbi Kiva, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Torah Shavuot Peh. He was the Moshe Rabbeinu of Torah Shavuot Peh. So I think this is what Chazal are asking. I don't understand. Rabbi Kiva started later than everyone else, and he became bigger than everyone else. What happened? In our rubbish sprach, they were asking, where did this monster sprout from? Where did it come from? Where did this huge monster, this Rabbi Kiva, this Torah Shavuot Peh, his mind of his gaber, Torah Shavuot Peh, where did it come from? He started later than everyone else, and he's holding farther than us. That's pshat. So Chazal say, we have to mizbayin it, Chazal say there was a soid. Ben Abom Shana Hoyev Eloi Shana Klum. The Bemis is, he was 40 years old, and he had not at that point absorbed any Torah. Pashup Shami didn't learn any Torah. Pamachas Regalim Al Pi a bear, famous Chazal. He was standing on a bear. A bear, in those days, a bear was carved out in the mountain, a wellspring in the mountain. Omar, Michok HaKeven Zu. There was a huge crevice in the mountain. That was the bear. Who made this heaven? He didn't see any tractors. He didn't see any, you know, things, any axes. Who made this heaven? Amalo. Hamayim, Shetodon Eifnol. There were people there around. They said, don't you see? There's water dropping from the top of the mountain. It's dropping consistently. This water carved out this rock. Kinirit, doesn't say Lahedia, Kinirit. He didn't believe it. Didn't believe it. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. This water, this top of water is making this huge thing. Omulus, they said to Makiva, Yata Kura, Avonim Shochumayim, it's a posik. The posik says, Avonim Shochumayim. That Avonim Mayim could grind, could carve them out. Mayim could Shochu Avonim. Miyad ha'yadon Rabbi Kiva, kavachoyim ba'atzma. This was a breakthrough, Rabbi Kiva. Marach posel es ha'koshe. A soft thing, water, could carve out kosher rock. Rock is one of the hardest material substances in the world. Divrei Torah she'koshe kabarzel. Divrei Torah that's nimshal in other places. Kabarzel like iron. Alachas kamakamish she'chakeku es libi shubos v'dam. It can make an impact. It can make an impact on my flesh, on my lev, which is bos v'dam, which is soft. Miyad chozalum loy Torah v'chulei ayin sham. That's all he quotes in the Chazal. This all of a sudden made an impact. Rabbi Kiva got it. Rabbi Yisrael had a diak of one word, the koyach of one word. It says miyad chozalum loy Torah. It doesn't say miyad yoshav lum loy Torah. Chozalum loy Torah. Yisrael says vayist ois. This wasn't Rabbi Kiva's first time. This wasn't his first attempt at a career in Torah. He tried the first time before. This was the second time. Chazal l'mutar. Kinir, there was a first time, and something went wrong. And Kinir, we have to explain why it went wrong, because Rabbi Kiva had these murdik kaychas, he had those kaychas then also. If he was a monster in the base medrash, Kinir, the same ambition, the same drive, the same unbelievable kaychas he had, and something went wrong. And when he saw this ganze meise with the be'er, that changed. So derech limudoy, Rabbi Yisrael figures out from the answer we know the kasha. It doesn't say what Rabbi Kiva's problem was. But from the answer we'll build what is kasha. We'll see what he learned over here and then we'll figure out what was the problem. That's Rabbi Yisrael's derech halimud. It's okay there like this. Ki Rabbi Akiva betchilas limudai be'ein roishem moitzitz etzloi omar noyesh l'nafshoi. Rabbi Akiva had the problem exactly of Yisrael is addressing in the letter. Rabbi Akiva, he pounded the Gemara, what we call pounded the Gemara. He was an avoidus Hashem, the Musa Svarim, all chalakim of Torah, he was trying. And he didn't see output, kefir what he got it. And he left. And Kamira, that was okay. But my mom, Musgar, is a little bit of a smach that we're talking about the whole time, that it's okay, Hashem made a person that he's supposed to feel productivity. And if you don't feel productivity, it's very hard. Hashem understands that it's impossible just to close your head and say, okay, I'm pounding away, I don't see anywhere getting anywhere. No. Rabbi Akiva left the base medrash. He left the base medrash because he didn't see an impact. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we can't throw in, we can't invest efforts and energy if we don't see a toitzo. So what happened? What changed? Here Rabbi Akiva saw that he was making a toys. He was looking for the impact in the wrong place. And maybe you'll say, Bechlal, he was looking to see the impact. Hiru lo istira sadover. They showed him his mistake. Meshvicha samayim al heaven. Asher lo yirem umo shtanis be'evan. A meridic insight. Every single drip of water that looks, that falls onto the stone, could you decipher it? Could you decipher it with a human eye? Can a human eye see the impact that it makes on the heaven? Impossible. Go, try. I guarantee you're not going to be able to find it. I guarantee you, if you try to look at each drop of water, you won't be able to see. I don't think, maybe today, time to the machines, I don't think so. You won't be able to see. The human eye can't decipher and can't measure and see the impact. V'im kol zeh, ha-mechkorim b'sichlam goyzer, if you use your brain, ki nasa roishin nele me'ezhan, it has to be, it can't be otherwise. Hooray, after 10 million drippings, there's this huge crater over here. It didn't come from nowhere. There's no tractors here. Where'd it come from? It came from the dropping of the water. I don't see anything. It must be kinase roishem nelem mehergish anoishi. There's something called an impact that is not visible on surface level. Something happened deeper in the rock. I don't know why you don't see it. And it accumulates and accumulates. Yasibel chakikas evin. Meribo yamayim bervois ayomim miskapsois urshimois abliner goshes. This was the mapecha, this was the breakthrough of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva saw that, you know, you can make a change, a huge change. You can take one of the hardest things like a rock, and you can make a huge crevice in it. You can make a huge pool. I always say that I once went to a certain camp. We went to these things in New Hampshire. We went to one of these things, natural things. This huge, craters, and they're very smooth. They're beautifully smooth. They're all made out of nature. It's a pearl. How did it happen? There could be a huge huge impact that you don't see. And maybe Davko when you don't see it. Davko when you don't see it. Haray the Mahalach of Kli Mole, how could you see it? That's what we're talking about all the time. How do you see Kli Mole? You don't see Kli Mole. You don't see the Kli Mole gets more from the Kli Mole. A Kli Reikon, you see? You see? Kli Reikon, you see? You get hungry and you stuff yourself. You see? It's gewaldic. You get $10,000, you see, then you have $10,000 before you have $10,000. The growth there, a Kli Mole, it's deep and it's invisible. And this is where Rabbi Akiva saw, and this is where Rabbi Akiva, now if he was Koichas in the right place, and he didn't stop. Rabbi Akiva, I think, he started killing every single Gemara. He started conquesting every Gemara, and he put all his Koichas in it. And he had that halach of Pnei Meiv and Chochma until he became Rabbi Akiva. Godel Shem Tamil Shem Torah Shem Alpeh. The Adurish Kol Koitz V'Tila Oisias. It grew and it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew on itself and it grew on itself and it grew on itself and it grew on itself. Here we're coming to another difference between the Chacham and the Ksiv. If you go back to our pasuk, you notice that Shlomo HaMelech, when he talks about the Ksiv, he talks about it as a Naim. Ein Ksiv B'Ksei Oretz. The Chacham, he doesn't talk about it as a Naim. He just says it's Pnei Meiv and Chochma. You know why? Because the Chacham is not looking. And this is one of our major problems. We, being Ksilim, and I'm halakhically reken, we look to see our growth. We want to test our growth. We want to see our impact. We want to see ourselves growing in Shtaris, in Kol HaTorah Kula, in Mishneh Berurah, in Halacha, in Chumash, in Agoda, in Midas, in Tefillah, in Bekavona. We want to see it. We want to see the growth. And that's the problem. You don't see it. The Mahalach of Kli Moly is totally not visible. You have to know it's Vaday. It's not possible. You don't have to see it. You have to know it's Vaday. There's no way water falls on a rock. Could it be? It's not going to make erosion. Could it be? Unless something crazy happens. Is it going to make erosion? We have to see it. You know what happens. Just got to do it consistently. Consistently. Again and again and again. And we're adding in over here. It's even more because it's the Kli Moly. It's the exponential growth. This is one of our major problems. And the major problems are that we're always looking to see it. There's a Murray the Gemais of the Stipler. I'm going to fear it. I just took it out to Rabbi how we have a problem with this. There's a Murray the Gemais of the Stipler. I don't know how long the Mais. I heard the Mais 20, 25 years ago. It's like going back 50, 60 years ago. The Stipler had to be alive. The Stipler, B'doyroi, he was the address for all emotional problems. That wasn't Reb Shach's, and they said, that was the Stipler. The Stipler, they took emotional problems, went to the Stipler, Rav Olber writes in one place, it's Takapele, because the Stipler never looked in an English book, I don't think. He never looked in an English book in his life, he didn't know anything. And somehow he had a tremendous idea in Koiches HaNefesh. Kitzer, giving you a background. So, there's a Maisa from a Machanich, who took, those who started entering Eretz Yisrael, some of those little history, maybe they know, the Musik of Depressions. Everything comes to Eretz Yisrael a good 10, 20 years after America. The Musik of Depression started coming. Today they have all kinds of other different things, new names. Depressions is old, it's old school. Depressions started in the early Yeshiva, started Brochim having depressions. It was called a Mashber. It's called a Mashber. Not a depression, a Mashber. So, yeah, you know, there was a Bocher, who was a good Bocher, an Einstein Bocher, well, a depression. He didn't know how to deal with it. Bocher couldn't pick himself up. Take him to the Stipler, the one between. He takes the Bocher into the Stipler. And he's mitzig the matzig the bocher, and he tells about the bocher, and he says, bocher has a depression, mashber. The Stipler can hear one to make a point, and the Stipler says, one second, he says, I want to tell you, both of you, why, in my days, there's no such thing as a mashber. I'm going to tell you the difference between when I went to yeshiva and you went to yeshiva. And this story is clear so much, this word is clear so much. When I went to yeshiva, he says, for Hashem was a big schus, not so many people went to yeshiva, we went to yeshiva. And we was actually came in, and he went, I think he said to the mashkiach, and he said, okay, who should I learn with? Today, it's a whole thing. Go to Torah Daska, I can't learn with the Shara Torah guy, and he can't learn with it. Until you make a chavrusa, it's a whole thing. We went to the Mashkiach blindly, and the Mashkiach blindly just said, okay, Reuven, you learn with Yanko. Of course, we were happy. We sat down with Yanko. Sat down with Yanko. I don't remember if he said it was 2 or 3 years. We sat down with Yanko, learned 2 years. My stomach was being as mom's in between. But they learned for 2 years. After 2 years done, we went back to Mashkiach, and he says, doesn't Mashkiach think we're growing and learning? Here, then we're going to learn. So the Stipler today, he's going back 40, 50 years. They go, my nana, anana's best way. He says, today, he's learning it. And he says, today, the Bacher comes in until he finally decides who his Chavrusa is. He picks it out, makes it 15 times. And he sits down with Chavrusa. He starts the Toises, Bim Toimer. They work on the Toises half an hour and a half. He stops, moving, turns to Shimon. It's a Rusa before the Reish Lama. Shimon, we're stagging. We're stagging. You think we're stagging? Shimon, the cash of Toises, we're stagging. Learn for a year, learn for 2 years, learn, then maybe wake up and see Stein. Stipler chap the whole problem. This is Mamash Abraham. We do this so many times. You're in middle. You're in middle of the Kli Moly. You're trying to look to see if you're stagging. Build a Kli Moly. What do you mean? You're stagging? You learn the week, Shtaris. You want to know if you grew in Shtaris yet after a week in Shtaris. Learn it once. And then the second time, Bez Hashem, you'll get decently firstly the first time, and you'll see it the second time, another 5 years, another 4 years, you learn, or you see seen a Baba Basra, you're going to go 15 more times. Why are you stopping in the middle and looking? Where are you looking? Our generation is so bad, and they're so bad, and we do this, I'm sorry I'm going off, but we do this in Chinuch also. We send a kid to a school. Is she doing good by that Mora? What are you doing good by that Mora? Is the school good? Send them to the school, close your eyes and go, sail, what's the problem? Why shouldn't it work out? You know the only reason why it won't work out? If you don't do what you have to do is mashal afanecha. That's the only reason. Why are you checking if you're growing? It's water dripping on a rock. Just roll yourself into what you have to do each day and don't try to look for confirmations if you're growing. What are you looking for confirmation if you're growing? Yeah, it is true. Chazal was last expansion. Say after 5 years, if a person's not matzliach, then maybe he has to check something. So maybe once every few years you stop, ask another person and see if there's a major growth. But on a day-to-day, month-to-month, I'm supposed to looking for confirmation. our door, I mentioned in the beginning, is the feel it door. You have to feel everything. Everything is feel it. You enter the chabura. You like the chabura. Do you feel good in that chabura? You enter a Yitzi Kaplan's chabura. Do you feel good by the chabura? Does it make sense? Does it feel good there? Feel good. Sit down and learn. You'll feel good if you learn there for 2 years. I guarantee you'll feel good afterwards. What are you looking for feeling? Chlau, feeling, bechlau is not a barometer. Feelings, bechlau is not a barometer. What is one barometer, one check? Did you do everything you did that day? If you do everything you do that day, you hit the gold. Beficho b'vav is no such thing. That's what Kiva knew. And that's what we're trying to get to in this bad. We're trying to get clear as day, and you should be clear as it, that if you are doing what you did, you're building a ladder. You're building a vade ladder. There's no looking over your shoulders. There's no need for confirmation. Every once in a while, there's big exceptions. Hashem makes Yitzim and a klaus, and a person could do everything, and Hashem makes him Yisroel. If you want an exception, I tell you, every 2 years, you want to ask somebody outside if you're doing, okay, ask. But what's this? Rebbe, am I doing good? Chavus, am I doing good? Am I asking yourself, are you doing good? What are you doing good? Just do. This is the word of the stipler, this is the word of the sulam, this is the word of the meiri, the klimali, and this is what we have to do in order to shtel zechsu to the klimochi, beficha, ubevavcha, l'asayisah. Thank you.